Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Tuesday, September the 12th, and welcome to Can Geek Radio on Anchor FM. Tonight we are going to talk about Star Wars Episode 9. Now, as many of you may have heard last week, Colin Favreau was let go by Lucasfilm. Kathleen Kennedy and the folks over at Lucas cited creative differences as their reason for parting ways with Favreau. We suggested at the time that we should probably expect J.J. Abrams to step back in sometime very soon, and surprise, surprise, the announcement was made today, with Disney confirming that J.J. Abrams is in fact returning to the director's chair for Star Wars Episode 9. And we can't help but wonder, is anyone really surprised by this outcome? J.J. is credited with having revived the Star Wars franchise with The Force Awakens. As a fan, I will refrain from commenting on that. It does not, in my personal opinion, take a lot to butcher the scripts of previous movies to piece together a new film, even though it really wasn't a new film. I said I would refrain from commenting on that, and there you go, I actually just commented on it. I loved The Force Awakens for what it was. I loved being able to see it back in theaters, and by it I mean Star Wars after over 30 years, but I'm not naive to the fact that the 2.5 hours I spent sitting in a movie theater watching The Force Awakens, I was basically watching a bastardized version of A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back. So let's hope with Mr. Abrams' return to direct the yet-to-be-titled Star Wars Episode 9 that we do not end up with a remake of Return of the Jedi mashed together with, I don't know, dare I say, Attack of the Clones or Revenge of the Sith. Let's really, really hope we get something original this time around. Okay, so maybe I'm not being fair here. In truth, I'm not a huge J.J. Abrams fan. I honestly think my disdain for this gentleman goes back to the reboot of Star Trek that Abrams was involved in years ago, and the really annoying lens flares that we were left with. I would say that J.J. Abrams' lens flares in Star Trek are probably what will ultimately define the Calvin timeline movies forever. You know, God forbid they make another one. I don't know. You know what, actually I would love to see them make another one, because even though I was not a fan of the reboot, and I was even less of a fan of Into Darkness, I actually thought that Star Trek Beyond was an amazing movie. It probably came as close to hitting the mark of what Star Trek was really about as any of these rebooted films did. But again, that's a personal opinion. Either way, without digressing anymore, I do wish J.J. Abrams all the best on the set of Star Wars Episode 9. Here's hoping that his skills as a director do the final film in this franchise justice. Speaking of Star Trek, have you heard the new theme song for Discovery yet? If you haven't, go look this thing up. It's a video that's pretty much available all over the internet right now. Leading up to the premiere of Star Trek Discovery on September the 24th, ABC has decided to release the new theme song ahead of time. Now, unlike the pop ballad from 2001 Star Trek Enterprise, this theme is a return to the original orchestral music that has been the theme in every Star Trek series beyond Enterprise. This is also a bit of a big deal because ABC has teased that this new theme is meant to pay homage to all of the Star Trek series that have come before. So if you've got a couple minutes, go and Google yourself the Star Trek Discovery theme and give it a listen and let us know what you think. Hey, did you guys get out to the movie theaters this weekend? Better question is, did you get out to the movie theaters this weekend to see Stephen King's It? Because if you did, you probably realized by now you were not alone. It opened this weekend, or more specifically finished this weekend, with $123.4 million in revenue. And this is a big deal because until now, this is unheard of for a horror movie. Like, the average horror film has usually opened to a box office revenue of about $55 million. You know, some of them have maybe come close to $100 million. But It is the largest revenue for any opening weekend for a horror film ever. And let's be honest about this. This speaks volumes for Stephen King. You know, unlike The Dark Tower, which was a bit of a flop earlier this summer, unfortunately, Stephen King has always been one of those people, at least in my opinion, who you could be pretty much guaranteed if you did a good job of adapting a Stephen King novel, you were going to make some money, okay? Because the man is a master writer. And this revenue from It just proves that point. And I really would be interested in hearing if you guys have seen It over the weekend, let us know what you thought about it. You know, for a movie that brought in $123.4 million, if you saw it, do you think that it deserved that intake of revenue? You know, would you go watch it again? That's probably the best question I can ask you right now. Because your willingness to go re-watch a movie implies just how good that movie was. So let us know. Would you go and spend more money to see It again in the theaters? Speaking of breaking ground, have you heard about this one yet? Apparently John Legend and Netflix are in talks to produce a new talent-based TV series together for the video streaming service. Much like X Factor and American Idol and shows like that, this show is believed to be a music-based talent show that will be exclusive to the video streaming service. Now, it is also rumored that this show will heavily focused on R&B and soul music, which makes sense, and you know what, would be worth watching in my opinion. But it does bring up a very interesting question. Would you want to watch a talent-based music show on Netflix? This is widely considered to be an untapped market for Netflix at this point in time, and apparently, according to the rumors, it's just something that's in talks right now while they try and figure out whether or not they would actually want to do this, if it would appeal to their audience. So for any Netflix users out there, What do you think? Would you want to watch a talent-based music show on Netflix? I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say on that one myself, so give us a call in and let me know. Well, everyone, that's it for me this evening. This has been Can Geek Radio for Tuesday, September the 12th, 2017. As always, my name is Scott. I am your friend in fandom and gaming, although we did not talk much about gaming tonight. Speaking of which, I guess now's a good time for me to go and play some games. I think I'm going to go play some Mafia 3 on my PS4. As always, we do invite you to check us out on our other social media feeds. Specifically tonight, I'm going to invite you to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/KenGeek. And maybe join our Ken Geek movie group, where a bunch of us get together every day and talk about our favorite movies and television shows from yesterday and today, and the shit we like about it and the stuff we didn't like about it. So hey, come on over and check us out. But anyways, beyond that, I hope all of you have yourselves an amazing evening, and we'll talk again sometime soon. Until then, ciao for now.